Without question, the wood duck is one of the most colorful of all North American waterfowl. Males are iridescent green and chestnut, with ornate patterns on nearly every feather. The elegant females have a distinctive profile and a delicate white pattern around the eye. As the name implies, the wood duck is associated with woodlands. You'll find them in areas with primarily deciduous forests. I've seen these technicolor feather birds in Hughes Hollow at McKee Breshers in Montgomery County, at Patuxent Research Refuge in Laurel, and on the Pocomoke River on the Eastern Shore. But my favorite place to see them is in Baltimore City in the Boat Lake at Patterson Park. Local photographer Middleton Evans has snapped thousands of amazing shots of wood ducks in the park. Each image captures striking mixtures of shimmering blues, greens, and purples, sharply contrasted by white stripes and patches of burgundy and black. Some shots highlight the wood duck's wide tail and short, broad wings, which make them more maneuverable, allowing for easy flight through dense woodlands. Other photographs show their webbed feet with sharp claws that can grip bark and perch on branches. His close-ups of these mostly aquatic beauties have helped me see the birds and our riparian areas with greater clarity. The wood duck is the only North American duck that regularly produces two broods in 1 year. Males and females start pairing up next month and then choose their nesting locations. Like most ducks, the two are sexually dimorphic, meaning that each sex's plumage looks different from one another. And the ducks are serially monogamous. They stay with one mate throughout the breeding season. The nest can have 6 to 15 eggs lined with dull gray feathers from the female. Natural cavities for nesting are scarce, though. If a female cannot find a nest of her own, then she will lay her eggs inside another wood duck's nest. Some researchers have reported as many as 40 eggs in one nest. Wood ducks build their nests high off the ground to avoid predators like raccoons, snapping turtles, and owls. So as fledglings, they must leap from the nests and freely fall. Scientists have observed wood ducklings braving 50-foot heights without injury. Wood ducks are also great examples of a conservation success story. In the early 1900s, they were near extinction because of improper hunting regulations and habitat loss. With the Federal Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918, restrictions on hunting of these birds made a big difference to their populations. Paired with good wildlife management practices and nest box programs, conservationists massively increased their populations. Wood ducks are now thriving despite being the second most hunted waterfowl species in the U.S. All waterfowl do currently suffer a threat, though: the loss of submerged aquatic vegetation, or SAVs. SAVs are underwater grasses that do not emerge above the water's surface. They lack the waxy coating most terrestrial plants have to avoid drying out, and they are a main food source for the wood duck. Too much sediment in the Chesapeake blocks the sunlight needed for photosynthesis and reduces the area in wetlands where SAVs can grow. It's important for all of us to work together to reduce excess watershed sediment that can cloud the waters of the bay. Want to make a difference for our local wood ducks? Support initiatives that help reintroduce SAVs and reduce sedimentation. And if you live within a kilometer of water, consider putting up a nest box to attract a breeding pair. Now is the best time, since it's just before the breeding season. The University of Maryland Extension has directions on their website. More information about our beautiful native wood ducks can be found at explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot. Happy holidays!